The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington,
okay.
D.C.
Rob Clement Woodruff II. I'm sitting in for John Stepmiller. He's off today. And I've got some amazing clips I want to play. I was just working on the last one here that I got to send to RBN. Boy, the stuff is just amazing that's going on. It's beyond insanity. I mean, we got Cuba down there. We got a bunch of communists. We got people trying to get free. And we got a government that's supporting them. You just can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's just, we have Comrade Biden and Comrade Harris in the White House. I mean, we couldn't do any worse if we had a communist, which we have, in the White House. And all, I mean, the Department of Justice, the FBI, there's no rule of law anymore. I can prove there are no constitutional courts except the Supreme Court, and they're not acting like they know what's going on, because I've been reading some of their stuff. And this is not good. We're in trouble in this country. But we'll get out of it. We've had harder times. Like say, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I don't know what to say. You just literally cannot make up the stuff. And the thing is, the real truth, nobody wants to talk about it. I wrote the brief. It was modified. Actually, I think we got the wrong revision. But anyway, into the Supreme Court. It's sitting in the Supreme Court of the United States to be heard September to see if they'll take it or not. No, nobody filed an amicus curiae in front of the court. It conclusively proves that the Internal Revenue Service is a con. And there are easy ways out of it if you know what to do. It's a con. It is a lie. Another issue that we brought up in this Supreme Court, where are your constitutional courts? You can't have them. Because, first of all of these states have adopted the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. That's only for federal offices. So how do you get a state officer? The offices are all vacant. There's no elections for them. And they print it, folks. And then we go to the, quote, courts of the United States, which is the United States District Court, exercising judicial power of a district court. Now, the Constitution by the way, twice ordained and established. It's in the beginning of the Constitution and it's in Article 3. Why did they put it in Article 3 again? Because we are mandated. Congress cannot withdraw our constitutional courts for our remedy. They put it in Article 3 to make darn sure they can't go away. And they did it. Because in 1948, they came up with the judicial power of a district court. Now, judicial power is a function of government, not of people. And of the district court is supposed to be the name of the government. Is the district court a government? I don't think so. Article 3 says judicial power of the United States. It says government of the United States twice in the Constitution. I got to believe those people knew what the heck they were doing. They set up a government of the United States. It's judicial power. That's something. It's one of the three branches. And of the United States is a prepositional phrase. That's the object of the judicial power. That's the name of the government. It's never been appealed, except by Mooney. One case we found, well, finally I did, 1960, another 1980. Nobody in this whole United States has taken this to any appellate court. We've been operating with administrative United States District Court, and I can prove it, and they print it. And what did the court cases say, the two of them? It says the judge represents the court, and the court is under the plenary power of Congress, and it tells explicitly, it's in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, it is a legislative court. It is for Congress. It's a legislative court. There's no independent anything. It's all rigged, and they print it. And nobody has done anything, and we filed this up there, and there's no friends of the court. I called four times about filing amicus curiae, friend of the court. And, of course, they wouldn't call me back because they don't want to hear from us, because I looked up also a rule. I finally found it. They don't want to hear from peasants. You have to be an attorney to file a friend of the court. So, in other words, I live in a country. And I have never had access to one constitutional court. And unless I personally, the Moonies now have access, they're one of the very few people that's ever went to the Supreme Court. I don't know if they'll be getting heard or not, because they don't like to hear from peasants. We don't like to hear from the citizens of the several states. Actually, the people of the several states is the way it's in the Constitution. For the House of Representatives, people of the several states. They don't want to hear from us. That Affordable Care Act that they did. You just can't make this stuff up. But they just said, oh, we're going to appeal it. And they said, United States is a state. How in the heck can you make United States as a state? Oh, we define a state. And they said a penalty is a tax. Did you know that? The two people, Alito and Gorsuch, objected, said, you can't make this stuff up. This is beyond the pale. How can the United States be a state? We're supposed to be comprised of these United States, which is a union of the states, which are the several states, which are sovereign states, with a limited delegation of power to the United States. I mean, that's basic high school, probably grade school stuff. The Supreme Court, no, we're not going there. We're going to keep the Affordable Care Act. Barrett, I am really disappointed in, because I thought she might turn out to be something. I read some of her Seventh Circuit stuff, but she did a thing on the APA, and she just glossed over it. Just glossed over it like she's dumb in a rock, and she's not. You cannot miss Jug Holes if you don't know the Jug Holes is there. So this, what is sitting, it's number 20-1714. You can go to the Supreme Court homepage under dockets, put in 20-1714, pull it down, read it yourself. I can give you the appendix if you want to email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. I'll give you the appendix. I'll give you the rest of the stuff that's supporting all this in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, and it outlines the complete overthrow of our republic, how they did it in the court systems. Timelined out. A 998-page appendix was filed in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. But people don't seem to be interested. I don't know. I'm like, I feel like John the Baptist, one crying in the wilderness, although I'm not by any means of comparing myself to what he was. But the object of you put out the true information. And interestingly enough, we filed that Supreme Court case. Guess what happened next? I can't get any money through Walmart transfers. And then yesterday, somebody took $500 out of my debit card. Just since I started filing, that's just coincidence? Probably not. I don't believe in coincidences anymore. Because I've had three FBI stings against me when I helped Joyce Riley. Boy, they really got pissed when they the Gulf War Syndrome. And then Dr. Judy Wood get her book published, Where Did the Towers Go? The only forensic investigation in these United States. Congress did a computer model. And people don't seem to know this. And two towers came down, well, supposedly, but there were seven went down. People don't seem to know these things. How can you not know? How can you not be interested? Our republic is hanging by a mere thread. And if we don't get Trump in real soon, you don't got to worry about elections in 2022. There won't be a republic. We'll be at war. We'll be gone. And when Mike Lindell's thing gets to the Supreme Court, which is absolute conclusive, it's like DNA. They got your DNA, and they can tie you to a murder scene. You be the person that did the murder, or you were damn well there. And they have got that in the electronic world of the computers, IP, ALDA, and nobody's talking about this. He has got absolutely conclusive, irrefutable, can't be changed evidence that Trump won. And nobody talks about it. No, they don't talk about it. Because they're afraid they'll get sued by Dominion. Now, of course, Mike Lindell is suing Dominion. And then, amazingly, I saw where Joe Biden, the White House, on Bill Still, the White House told Facebook and YouTube to block him. Our government told these private enterprises to take Bill Still off of Facebook and out of YouTube. Now, I got to look up his name, Dr. Shin or something. He has a lawsuit proving now, it's still ongoing, with four books that each one of these 50 states are tied into, and the government is tied into telling Twitter and Facebook and YouTube who to pull. Our government is working against us. It's not our government. Hasn't been for a long time. Anybody with any brains can figure this out. If these elections are rigged and China and all these people have been swaying our elections, we've been under the control of foreign entities for a long time. And we just don't know it. And like Mike Lindell said, that's a miracle because now they did it. Trump won by such a big margin, and thank the Lord above, we got the evidence to show who did it and how much they did. And it's coming forward. It's in a Supreme Court case or in a United States District Court, a Kangaroo Court in Minnesota. I haven't checked to see if they've responded yet. But when that gets to the Supreme Court, if the Supreme Court does not rule because there is no wiggle room at all. This is as conclusive as anything will ever get. If they do not rule 9-0 and take the Bidens out, there will be a civil war or something, I guarantee you. I'm not going to stand by. And what is so crazy, that stupid, cowardly Pence, has he not heard of the fruit of the poisonous tree? He okayed stuff that he knew wasn't right, and he didn't send it back to the states to make them prove it was right, knowing it was wrong. Fruit of the poisonous tree, they use that clear down to lowly traffic tickets. And he doesn't know that? He was in on it too. He's a coward. We got a whole bunch of Republicans. The Democratic Party is Satan. And the minions of Satan, Antichrist, whatever they are, possessed by demons. Evil, just dang right evil. And we got a whole bunch of Republicans sitting on their thumb that are lukewarm, rhinos of the, they have no backbone. They won't fight. Or just like Picardo, I got a contract with a shipbuilding since 1993. And I married a Chinese woman who's tied into the Chinese party, and I'm getting money out of the communist China in this shipbuilding. Why would I want to go against China? And here comes Trump. He had, I don't know how he got as much done as he did, because everybody was against him. He went into the abyss of hell. Most of these people are, those people in D.C. are liars. And it's the love of money. You can see so many have turned against him. And they, I'm telling you, how does a man make that type of money with that many people trying to find something that he's done and they still can't get him? He is unique in this world, guaranteed. Because I can tell you what, when I had my business, Winter Telecom, I got up to $2 million grossing until I paid that video for Joyce Riley, and then in 3 years I was done when the Department of Defense came after me. But that's fine, I don't give a hoot. But I guarantee you, all of my big customers, every one of them without exception, were criminals. They were doing criminal acts. And they would invite me to their inner circle. I go, listen, and I excuse myself. I said, okay, I don't want to know. I couldn't do my business without doing business with criminals. People that are doing criminal acts. Let's put it that way, not criminal, doing criminal acts. I seen it. I saw it firsthand. The state of Alaska is rotten clear to the core. I bid in Juneau $5 million to redo all the communications. They knew I was going to win, so they redid it, the bid again. Then I got disqualified for page numbering errors. Can you believe this? And the company that won bid $1.7 million, and they added $7 million to a sealed bid, and they got away with it. I went to the Supreme Court of Alaska, not knowing back then. I was a really naive idiot. And the Supreme Court said, well, if you'll get another bond, we'll rule on it. You dumb. It's black and white. The bidding says what you submit. You cannot change. You're done. I spent 30 days in Florida getting a $5 million bond from Mitel, and I'm going to go and bond it again based on a bunch of crooks in the Supreme Court. Not in your life. Boy, did I learn a lot. I got an audit done, finally, from a senator in Eagle River that showed the corruption on the bidding, on the whole bidding issue. And you know what happened? The audit people says, well, we don't have any prosecutorial power.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
To change the world, starting with one step, however small, first step is hardest of all. Once you get your gait, you'll be walking tall. Said you never did, 'cause you might die trying, 'cause you might die trying, 'cause you, if you close your eyes.
Okay, this is Rob Kermit for the second again. I'm gonna start some clips here. Next hour, which you will not believe, Dr. Davis Martin, this whole vaccination, this whole SARS thing, this whole COVID is all a crock of smoke and mirrors. The vaccinations have nothing to do with fixing or acting as a vaccine, stopping anything to do with COVID. It's to get this DNA stuff into us to kill us. It's a bioweapon. And there's the guy that knows. He's in charge of this great big monstrous company that monitors all of the stuff all across the world. And I got the clips. I don't know what to say anymore. It's just like the IRS. I have got the clips. I've got the information on the IRS, but people don't want to do it. Just file us and put it in a W-4, mark exempt, and quit filing. Because all of the main things for the IRS are easily defeated and exposed. But nobody's been doing it. I've got a guy now that we're going to be using this the first time, trying to get his house back. And why? Because they're part 301 rigs. 301, if it says 26 CFR 301, that means housekeeping has nothing to do with you or me. What people, what these lawyers won't do either. I see these lawyers, they don't get it. In that Affordable Care Act, it said the IRS implements the Affordable Care Act. How do you implement? They have to do an affirmative act. What is the only affirmative act that is mandated from agencies? They have to file in the Federal Register. It says general applicability, legal effect. It has to be in the Federal Register. That is their affirmative act. And you have to take judicial notice of it. That's in the Federal Register Act. And if it's not there, you can flip them to the bird. They file. We don't even have to get to the Administrative Procedures Act because they label. Notice of deficiency. You can't proceed without a notice of deficiency. That's part of tax evasion, essential element one. You can't get into tax court without it. It's a part 301. That's to say, hey, you owe money. Two, they can't do assessments. That's a 301, Rick. They can't do lead levies or distraint. They can't take your property. That's a 301, 6331. 6212 or whatever, on the filing an internal a 1040. That's a 301, Rick. My gosh, it's all I've put out. There's 706 of those suckers. I did a word search in Westlaw, put them all together. Westlaw don't like you to get all this stuff accumulated, but that took a couple of times. I got it. Yeah, there's always a way to get around the limitations. IRS can't do a deficiency. They can't do assessments. They can't file notices of federal tax lien in your county. They can't do liens, levy, or distraint, and you don't have to file a tax return. They're done. And nobody's doing it. I see some of these people use 301 regs, but they don't know what it must be law because it's a regulation. Oh, really? I have never seen one regulation under the compilation of the CFRs, which is Federal Register compilation, under different statutes. I've never seen one that had the force and effect of law. There's only two ways they can do it, formal and informal, and nobody's ever done one that I've seen yet. And I've looked at thousands of them, probably. At least many, many, many hundreds over the last 15, 20 years. I haven't seen one yet. I know the lies. I found the Senate report of 1946. It was like a how-to book. And then the courts have backed up the how-to book, but nobody seems to be using it. You just shake your head. I said, what is wrong with these people? I know why most lawyers can't do it, because they're cowards. They will lose their license if they do it in Alaska. They got them locked down. They cannot do constitutional law. They have two oaths, a Rule 5 and a Rule 64. Our bar took over the whole court system in 1974. They took and give it a new name and a new venue, and nobody's interested. And then they bitch about going to court and getting a piss-poor ruling. It's not a court of the people, you idiot. And every state has a state plan. People don't even know what that is. It controls driver's licenses, all your adoption, divorces. Everything in it is all federal CFRs, and none of it has a force and effect of law. And they're all using it to get money, and the judge is audited for the amount of money he takes. I got the contract. And they split the money up. Nobody's interested. Why? Cowards? All of them.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I want to play this first clip. This is Bill Steele, and this is the evidence that the White House, the government, is telling YouTube and Facebook and Dr. Shiba, let me get his case, has a court case that nobody's interested in. He's got all 50 states. It's on the home page he has, but the court case here is, let me find it here. I had it here just a minute ago, Dr. Shiva. It's in the Massachusetts 1-20-CharlieVictor-11889. 1-20-CV-11889. It's in the District of Massachusetts, Dr. Shiva, S-H-I-V-A. And he has four books. Every state is tied in, and there's another enemy out of the federal government, is tied in to telling Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, who to sanction or censor. Our own, quote, fake government is telling these people what to do. And now it's conclusive evidence with what they did. And let's go ahead and play this clip. This is Bill Steele and Tucker Carlson, because they did it to Bill Steele. Go ahead. clip.
Good evening. I'm still reporting on the coup. My last two reports have been about getting simultaneously thrown off YouTube and Facebook all within the same hour. This was shocking because I've never had any trouble staying up on Facebook. They have never censored me before, not even a little bit, even when YouTube has. So I wondered why they both did it at exactly the same time, and Facebook has apparently shut me down for good. Why? Well, at today's White House press briefing, it became obvious why. Because the White House ordered Facebook and YouTube to shut the Still report down. Why? What evil lie did I report upon to warrant this blatant violation of our First Amendment rights? Because I had the audacity to report on a press release from the World Health Organization, which stated that young people under the age of 18 don't need to take the relaxation. Remember, I didn't make such a pronouncement. The WHO did. I just reported it because it was a giant turnaround for the WHO. This afternoon, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitted that the big tech social media giants are now taking their marching orders from the White House, a purely political development. So now there is no intermediary. If Biden or Obama don't like you, you will lose your ability to broadcast the news as you see it. Here is the actual footage of the White House press secretary making this remarkable admission of politicians gone wild.
We are in regular touch with these social media platforms, and those engagements typically happen through members of our senior staff, but also members of our COVID-19 team. Given, as Dr. Murthy conveyed, this is a big issue of misinformation, specifically on the pandemic. We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation.
So they're actually controlling the White House. Politicians are controlling what you're allowed to read about COVID-19 and who knows what else. If you can stop misinformation on vaccines, what can't you do? This is the line that they're not supposed to cross. They're not allowed to do this. It's clearly a violation of the First Amendment. The White House isn't a private company. They're politicians. They're the government. And they're controlling what you can read about something that actually matters, by the way. How is this allowed to happen? Why is no one doing anything about it? We have no power to stop it. We only have the power to tell you about it.
This is a remarkable moment in the history of the free press in the United States when we have fallen under the total control of the White House.
Can you believe this? It's happening, folks. We're in communist China. Now, Dr. Shiva, he has a case that nobody, you haven't, I'll bet you haven't even heard of him. SHIV. Hey, he's from India. Isn't it amazing how we got several people from India doing some of the stuff? Because these people can see they came from places, they've seen what it is, and they see what's going on here. We got a bunch of stupid Americans sitting on their butts afraid to fight. If they're, this is evidence they're doing. The government is telling, shut down free speech. And what's even crazier when I get through with this is this COVID-19 is nonsense. It is a bioweapon, which I'll prove when we get through with all of these things from the guy that knows, citing the patents. Not only is the quote vaccine is not a vaccine, it's to infect us. It's a bioweapon. Let's go to the first one of, this is a Dr. David Martin. Like I say, this country, his company, biggest out there, they monitor all this stuff all over the world. Let's go to the first clip.
Good evening. I'm still reporting on the coup.
Yeah, 258. Oh, wait a minute. I thought 257 should be Yes, I got labeled.
So for us, it wasn't hard to figure out that this was not a public health crisis. This was an opportunistic marketing campaign to address a stated objective. And that's why this is Occam's razor. It's the easiest thing to describe because they're the ones that said it. And the Occam's razor reality is they said they needed to get the public to accept a pan-coronavirus vaccine countermeasure. And they needed the media to create the hype, and investors would follow where they see profit. You do not have anything else you need to rely on to explain the events of the last 20 months than the actual statement of the actual perpetrator. And I don't do the navel-gazing exercise of going in to try to understand whether there were mommy issues behind a bank robber. If they're holding a bag of money outside of a bank, I actually make the crazy assumption that maybe they're a bank robber. Similarly, if I have somebody who says we need to use the media to hype a medical countermeasure, which is in fact the injection of a synthetic recombinant chimeric protein developed off of a computer simulation, if I'm actually going to listen to the motivation for why that might be being done, I will listen to the person doing the manipulation who says investors will follow where they see profit. I don't need more explanation.
Is that any clearer? Let's go listen to 259 if we have time. We may have to break it up. I don't have the time. Let's try 259. This was made to infect us in our lungs. Go ahead, 259.
The application for the first vaccine for coronavirus, which was specifically this S spike protein. So the exact same thing that allegedly we have rushed into invention. The first application was filed January 28th, 2000, 21 years ago. So the idea that we mysteriously stumbled on the way to intervene on vaccines is not only ludicrous, it is incredulous. Because Timothy Miller, Sharon Klepfer, Albert Paul Reed, and Elaine Jones on January 28th, 2000, filed what ultimately was issued as U.S. Patent 6372224, which was the spike protein virus vaccine for the canine coronavirus, which is actually one of the multiple forms of coronavirus. But as I said, the early work up until 1999 was largely focused in the area of vaccines for animals. The two animals receiving the most attention were probably Ralph Baric's work on rabbits and the rabbit cardiomyopathy that was associated with significant problems among rabbit breeders, and then canine coronavirus in Pfizer's work to identify how to develop S and spike protein vaccine target candidates, giving rise to the obvious evidence that says that neither the coronavirus concept of a vaccine nor the principle of the coronavirus itself as a pathogen of interest with respect to the spike protein's behavior is anything novel at all. As a matter of fact, it's 22 years old based on patent filings. What's more problematic, and what is actually the most egregious problem, is that Anthony Fauci and NIAID found the malleability of coronavirus to be a potential candidate for HIV vaccines. And so SARS is actually not a natural progression of a zoonotic modification of coronavirus. As a matter of fact, very specifically, in 1999, Anthony Fauci funded research at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, specifically to create, and you cannot help but you know, lament what I'm about to read, because this comes directly from a patent application filed on April 19th, 2002. And you heard the date correctly, 2002, where the NIAID built an infectious replication defective coronavirus that was specifically targeted for human lung epithelium. In other words, we made SARS. And we patented it on April 19th, 2002, before there was ever any alleged outbreak in Asia, which, as you know, followed that by several months. That patent, issued as U.S. Patent 7279327, that patent clearly lays out in very specific gene sequencing the fact that we knew that the ACE receptor, the ACE2 binding domain, the S1 spike protein, and other elements of what we have come to know as this scourge pathogen was not only engineered, but could be synthetically modified in the laboratory using nothing more than gene sequencing technologies, taking computer code and turning it into a pathogen or an intermediate of the pathogen. And that technology was funded exclusively in the early days as a means by which we could actually harness coronavirus as a vector to distribute HIV vaccine.
Does that shock you? It did me. This is an hour and 20 minute thing, a video. I downloaded it and turned it into audio, and then I tried to suck out before the show here when I got back. This thing was, SARS was made. It's a basis for COVID. It's all this coronavirus nonsense. And it was made to infect human lungs, us people. And they patented it. Does that not bother you? Have you heard this anywhere else? This guy knows. He has the patent numbers to back it up. They print it, folks. You just literally cannot make up how evil these suckers are. And there's more coming. And it was all about we get around and we couldn't get them to take what was actually a vaccine for the influenza. So this, we changed it. So we call it a vaccine, but it is not. It has nothing to do with the vaccine. It doesn't cure one damn thing. It don't do a thing except get us with this mRNA stuff in our system that's going to kill us. It's a bioweapon, which we'll hear from him. This is the biggest outfit in the world that monitors all this stuff. And they got a complete telephone book where everybody's doing all this. They know who's doing what to who. Have you heard this, other governments? Oh, we're going to get around him. We got to have masks. Why would I have a mask if it's, first of all, nothing does anything other than what God gave us. That's what protects us. Our natural immune system. This turns around and defeats what God gave us. You take the vaccine. The only thing that bothers me is I hope all of the politicians aren't taking placebos. I hope this might be a way to get rid of them suckers. But all of the other people, they're in for a heck of a ride. I've found a DV Kid, which is a syndicated journalist. She put out there was less than 7,000 June 25th. And by July 7th, it was up to over 9,050 people had died from COVID. And that's just what has been reported. Back earlier when they did, quote, vaccines, if they got up to 50, they shut it down. 9,050. And there's over 500,000 people have had reactions. A whole bunch of them are permanently disabled. 900 women have had miscarriages. Oh, it's no big deal. Get your vaccine. I just filled out a form up here in Alaska. We're cheap. They offered me a $10 gift certificate to fill out a form. I filled out that damn form. You better believe I did. Told them to put it where the sun don't shine. They want to know what I thought. $10 to try to bribe me to take something that's going to kill me. I'm 79, and I got my health. I am very thankful. Every morning I get up, I got my health. I'm out of jail, got my health, and I am getting meaner every day, boy. You better believe it. I've got the IRS cornered, and as soon as I get through with this compost, I'm working with a guy that can take all types of any type of dead animals, cardboard, vegetable stuff, everything, and turn it into compost, pathogen-free, in 2 years. And they shut him down. Back in a minute.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, it's right going to the VAERS where they track it, and it says page unavailable right now. But from June 25th to July 7th, 2,050 people died. It's accelerating greatly. That's what they're reporting. Now, all of a sudden, I just went in today to check it. And when you go to the home page, I couldn't find it. I don't know how DV Kidd did, but she's a one heck of a researcher, boy. Phoebe Kidd is really on point. You just can't make this stuff up. Over 2,000 from the 25th. It was about 1,200 something a week. That's all I figured out. And it's accelerating. Now, I just, over break, I went in to see what the number is, and I can't get to it. It ain't working. They shut it down? I don't know. We can't tell the people the truth, and we're out there, get your vaccination! It's not a vaccine, folks! It don't do one damn thing to stop COVID-19. I got a bunch of other clips coming up after the top of the hour. It's to get you to take something that's computerized to screw your life up. It's a bioweapon. That's what it is. And these people are lining up. Oh, I got my vaccination. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Number of a rock. Can't cure stupid. Ignorance can be fixed. But people are watching NBC and CNN and all these other propaganda outfits. Get your vaccination. And now we're going to have people knocking on the door. Well, I'll tell you what, they probably better not knock on mine. I got to get another trespassing sign. Because right by the front door, I have a 10-gauge with an ounce and a half slugs. 3.5-inch shells. And a box sitting there. And I ain't opening no damn door to anybody that thinks they're going to come in my house. Ain't going to happen. I'm not trying to tell people to get violent. I'm telling you, it's time to stand and fight for our rights. You attack, I fight. I will fight. I wish there were more people that would get in this fight. Why are we doing IRS? Just fell out of W-4. It's an implied in law contract. Tell you your quote employer and said exempt. Then there are remedies behind it because you can prove, which I'm going to get to the letters and stuff here hopefully within about a week and a half because I've been spending so much time on this composting. This guy that's got this patent is so unbelievable. All of the stuff that goes in the dump, 60 or 70% of it could be turned into organic stuff that beats any fertilizer. And they got it shut down. Oh, we can't do that. Imagine the implications of what he's got a patent on. We just can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's beyond insanity because it's the devil. That's the thing is, lies have no reason. Ayn Rand had it. Reason is not automatic. Those that deny reason can't be conquered by it. Leave them alone. And you can't. I've tried talking to people. You just, as soon as you figure out that you're not going to listen, just move on. You might as well go out and talk to a tree. Back in.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.